I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
What up?
Well, hey there. Good afternoon.
Oh, no, not afternoon here.
Whatever, you know, get with it. As usual, as is the tone of today, get with it.
Get,
is what I want to say to you.
Get hip with it.
I'm not going to endorse that, but if anybody else feels the need or the want.
To get jiggy with it.
Don't. Yeah.
Time to get JC with it.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
No.
No, 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 no.
No.
Yeah, that's getting JC with it.
Yeah. You want to go out? No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no,
no.
Not in my house. No, actually, I am in my house.
I stay in my house.
No, I don't want to go out. No, no,
no. No, no, I'm Cookie Monster now.
I don't remember.
It went
exactly.
From like Mikembe Mutombo to like Cookie Monster.
Mikembe Mutombo. Is what you said.
Mutombo. No,
yeah,
Mikembe.
Culturally insensitive.
Bertumbo.
Bertemble.
Bertemble.
Justin Bertemble.
No.
Justin.
No, no,
Justin
no.
Mutombo.
Not in my house. Yeah.
Justin Mutombo. Yeah.
Justin Mutombo.
I wanna just I like my slogan that, or my saying that I just came up with there. It's like, I'm not just ready, I was born premature.
I know, I was literally going to bring that up because it was so funny. I was like, that's a yay.
It's a nice thing. And in my case, it's true.
It's
so
nice.
Oh.
And it is
heartwarming.
Well, and you were breach. Well, and
I flew right
the
out
other
the side.
Said,
I was like, no.
JC comes out his way.
Yeah, I'm making an. I'm sure there's a door here. There's a hatch. I remember. I was sleeping.
I remember.
Don't think I dreamed it though.
I took the blue pill, and I remember.
Yeah, I don't know why. What these pills are doing in here. Perhaps I imagined those, but I know I didn't imagine that door.
It's a baby matrix.
Yeah, a matrix. The
so
Matrix.
Strange.
Unfortunately, yeah. You can't be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Axel, get off my keyboard!
Make
doors back
out
up.
Of it.
Back up. You don't get to walk on my keyboard. Why?
The Matrix, that could be like, you know, born into the real world. The opposite of the Matrix. Like,
whoa.
It could be the story of young Neo.
Young Keanu.
We start expanding the timeline like Star Trek, so I don't know if it's 1,000 years in the future or in the past, but you have yet young Keanu.
Keanu.
He's coming of age. Yeah. And, you know, he's in the swamp banks out there in West Tennessee.
West? I like how it's. I don't think I ever heard those two words together. West Tennessee.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking that we could give Trump, if we take Mexico, we could give Trump one of the states of Mexico and just call it West Korea, and he can do whatever the hell he wants down there.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Yeah, that's kind of a good idea. Just give him something to play with. Give him something like a distraction.
Yeah, we definitely, you could just have like Dumbland is the name of that state. Well, we really should just take Mexico. Have I brought this up in a previous? Because it's time. Because with the drug trafficking,
Jason,
the trafficking of drugs via Zeppelin.
So much traffic here.
Yeah,
with drugs.
It's kind of like a magnet. We've taken the charge out from between the magnets without as many drugs, like especially marijuana.
Yeah.
There's other ones, but if we decriminalized and made legal all drugs. And made it so you weren't a criminal for becoming addicted to a drug, then Mexico wouldn't be such hot shit for all its head cutting off in duffel bag drug dealing fun.
Yeah, you think you're so tough? You think you're so tough? I'm sorry, no, you're tough. Actually, if you hear this, I'm not
taunting. You guys are a bunch of silly billies, though, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Silly billies.
Absolutely. Duffel bags filled with heads.
Oh.
Donkey shows. It's that actual donkey. It's just, it's not like a petting zoo like you would think.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's exactly what it, as it reads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
anyway, so about Mexico.
So we wouldn't we need, just... so, wait, something about, oh yeah, and then we make all, we take Mexico and then we make the Camerico dream.
Camerico.
Because we can just get Canada anytime. We'll just go over there and be like, can I borrow this? Okay. Bring it back, please. Yep, will do.
It's kind of like a library honor system.
Yep. I hope you enjoy our country. Please bring it back soon.
And then, I pictured you as like a moose saying that. Like, I don't know.
I pictured like, myself as a Mountie, but same, like a moose dressed as a Mountie then.
Yeah, riding the Mountie.
Smoking the, maple yeah. leaves. A cigarette of maple leaves.
You just gotta roll them up. They taste like bacon.
That's all they have. That's all they have. That's their principal export is maple leaves.
And hockey.
Hockey leaves also.
Yep. Hockey leaves.
Yeah.
Those are really the best kind.
I believe that's what they call the circular object that they throw mm-hmm. through the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Using only their knees.
Yep. A lot of puck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hockey puck.
Yeah, hockey puck. What are ya? Yeah, dense hockey puck.
Yeah, those things are. I wonder what the first hockey puck was made out of. Just human hair melted?
Oh, that's true.
Probably. Yeah. That's probably what you have. Yeah, like, what do you got? A bunch of hair, mostly pubes. All right, well,
let's melt it. I bet that was the worst smelling thing.
Oh, for sure.
Burning hair.
There was no audience at the first hockey game. The smell was offensive. It was
putrid. Yeah.
Odiferous. There was no... there was no way of watching that game without vomiting. But fortunately, that's they didn't have ice, so the vomit served as a fine layer.
That's so gross. I'm not going to follow you on that one.
No.
All right, nope. Well,
mm-hmm. Can't all be winners.
No. Look at us.
Yeah, look at me, and then you.
Hey!
They can't all be winners.
Nope. The odds are against us.
I can only hope.
Did you? I need to early vote, because I'm leaving soon.
I early voted, I'll be honest. Everybody probably knows who I voted for in the presidential stuff and things, but then there was this other one.
But then there was another one.
Pick 32 of things, and I was like, I don't even know 32 things.
I know you really don't.
And it was all just names of Democrats. And then when I left, I was like, it wasn't when I left. It was later that night. It's like, it's really weird. That's where the two-party system really comes down to it, because you're forced to vote for, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird that you have to vote for a candidate for a party, for especially in the Democrats, a party that you don't really give a crap about, because they don't give a crap about you.
Mm-hmm. They really don't. They said that.
Yeah, anything
to our faces.
Not care about. I could care less.
Yeah, even less
about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of weird, a little bit eye opening, or just to experience the
Is this the first time you voted?
I think I voted before, probably, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
I don't know where.
I don't remember if I've ever voted once in my life.
I was in Sri Lanka, and I voted for something.
Or it might have just been a paper airplane that I folded and flew at the ocean, and instead it just nosedived.
And you thought that was voting?
I thought that was voting.
That's adorable.
Someone had told me that was voting, but to be fair... They told me it in whatever the hell they say, they speak in Sri Lanka. And so maybe that was just me, hearing that. They might not have said that. It might actually have been, would you like more mimosa?
Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was the name that I gave them.
No, that's in the movie. She goes, more mimosa, Mr. Incredible.
Oh, no. Well, it's a weird coincidence then, because I was wearing capes the entire time and going by that moniker.
Well, that's to keep you fabulous and so we can spot you in crowds, because sometimes you get lost and scared.
But, always. And that's what the note pinned to my lapel is all about.
Explaining. Please return.
if found alone, yeah, please call. Please hold hand and call. There's a phone in the fanny pack.
It's so funny because I picture little Jason, because I obviously grew up with little Jason, and you were so cute with those blonde curls and big eyes and the chubby cheeks. But like now, like you all grew up, but still like holding on to your hand. Be like, come here. It's okay. We'll get you to mom.
Yeah. And then it's cut like it's cut together like with the like Lord of the Rings, where I am made to look small like a hobbit. Like, you know, Elijah Wood isn't really small, but in this portrayal, you'll see the adult me, but I'm still looking up.
Yeah, you're still little.
I'm still all
we just hire a bunch of tall actors.
Yeah, and then there's like, and it's still my deep voice, so that there needs to be an even deeper voice.
Oh, yeah.
To infantilize me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll just get like James Earl. Hold on, I want to get this right. Ray?
Not, are you serious?
Not the murderer?
You're really good at pegging out murderers and being like, I think they're great. Oh, did I say the wrong name?
Oh, shit. I picked the wrong one. That's so terrible and historically inaccurate of me.
All of it.
I have the same problem with Jack Nicholson and Nicholas. I forget which one golfs and which one is creepy. but anyway. I find... that it's weird that I had to like fill out a form and say, hey, I'm going to vote for this set of people or this set of people. It's like, why aren't we all voting for the same set of people for president? So that's weird. And to dig even deeper, just the fact that I think there's a big divide in the Democratic Party, obviously, between Sanders and Hillary, and they're trying to the Hillary side. The very much still, I don't know, with the spirit of elections in bygone eras and politics yore, are kind of viewing Sanders supporters as petty and I don't know, just flippant and irresponsible. And
are we though?
I don't think so. I know. We're so different from the way they view politics. They don't understand.
Yeah, you can't actually categorize us. Exactly. Well,
every day that goes by, like I said, Bernie or bust a few days ago, and I wasn't sure if I would keep with that, but now I see more stuff, and it's just like, no, I'm pretty much like, it comes down to, I don't know, like, if it's between Hillary and Trump, which it looks like it will be, I don't really care, because Hillary, you're going to get a lot of shadiness, and it's going to be, business as usual or worse.
Or worse, exactly. Yep.
And Trump, it might be ridiculous, but at least it'll all be in the open for the most part.
Exactly. I know. Exactly. So that's literally what we're...
Yeah, so I don't know. And I just think that it's very unfortunate, too, on the Democratic side, how, you know, you always hear, like, that you get these messages, these placations and things toward just... promotions of vote. Voting is important. It's important to vote. It's your civic duty, and you get shamed if you don't vote. But then on the Democratic side, voting, all like hundreds of thousands, probably millions of votes literally now, have been suppressed or mishandled or just, I don't know. And it seems to be in areas where Sanders would be supported. It doesn't really matter though, because one way or the other, the rampant just mishandling of the DNC ticket.
It's so funny Democratic that it's ticket. Happening, like, and everybody, like, either it's not getting reported or it is getting reported, well, and then all of them are, and then people are really like, really? It's like,
and
no.
And what
it's
I want
like,
to say, though, is that it's unfortunate because it's the base itself is very young and very fervent and new to voting, and a lot of them have come alive because of Sanders' engagement with the campaign, with the race. And the backlash from the establishment that they are fighting against is so ironically suppressing them and making sure that none of us will want to vote ever again. Like, after decades of just hearing vote, 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 all of us finally have a reason that we feel passionately to vote about, and we are completely discouraged from voting in so many ways. It's just, it's crazy. I don't know if anyone's studying it yet or if they will, but it's insane how ironically sad that is how many hundreds of thousands of young people are just like, well, I tried for once and I got the exact same response back at me. The exact, like, I got squashed. And it's like, if Sanders, I don't think he'll go away, but it's just, I've been thinking about that.
He better not go away.
He better not. Weird guy.
You better not.
Birdie. You better not. You better come over here. Don't be going away over there.
Sneezing, man. Rude. Wow. That got me all riled up now.
But I've heard speculations too of back, I don't know if you recall the DNC database hack leak Tron thing back in the day when their database of voter information was compromised. The security was compromised momentarily. Sanders aide, which actually was interestingly, this is a rabbit hole you can really sink your face into, because you can the aide was allegedly recommended by the DNC, the aide who actually jumped the fence when it was or went through the gate when it was open momentarily. And so he was let go and then found out that he was recommended by the DNC. So interesting there. But also, some people have speculated that while all that was going on, why wouldn't Clinton's camp also have done the same thing? And if the DNC is, you know, they're pretty buddy-buddy. I mean, I don't like to get too conspiratorial, but it does appear that the DNC and Hillary Clinton are very much in collusion. They're tag teaming this ticket.
It's an orgy.
So it would be easy for Clinton to basically, it could be orchestrated where Clinton's camp could have gotten all the information, all of Sanders' information, and they used a plant by them potentially to mask that. I mean, this is a possibility. I'm not buying into it necessarily, but it would explain how an inordinate number of Sanders supportive neighborhoods in these suppressed areas it's mostly Sanders. So I don't know, it's
shady,
it's
business,
some shady stuff that points to some deliberate doings, and it's very believable to most people who really take a sort of broad look at Hillary Clinton's posturing and her positions on issues throughout the decades and how they sort of fluctuate based on what's convenient for monetization.
Oh my gosh, that's the best way to describe it. What decisions she makes, they're always for the convenience of the hour. And it's so upsetting because it's like, obviously she doesn't care, and people are like, look something shiny.
They're modulated to the convenience of the day compared to Trump's hour. Once again, she's a long-form version of Trump, where Trump will change his views on a whim, like within the same sentence. But compared to that, like if we take sort of a Neil deGrasse Tyson explains the cosmos view, where the entire history up till now of the Earth is compressed into one calendar month, Gregorian calendar month, then Hillary Clinton's day would be a Trump hour. And yeah, so Hillary Clinton does the same thing Trump does, just it takes longer and with lady parts.
With lady parts.
Yeah, that's the difference. And that is something, like, I've been posting some probably more and more creepily misogynistic appearing tweets lately. I do agree with Trump in that regard, and it's kind of impossible, like, if you're gonna argue with Trump that Hillary is playing the woman card. Mm-hmm. You can't really argue with it because she has played it many times vocally. There's been backlashes because she's played it too much, and she actually, in response, she thinks it's a funny and novel idea to release an actual physical woman card. But it's not a playing card, as a woman card would be. You play the card, or at least like a soccer, you know, referee card. It'd be just like a color or something, probably red. But
no,
it's not any. It's a credit card, and like, what does that mean? Why is the woman card, like if you donate to Hillary Clinton's campaign, like $5 or more, I think, you get a woman card.
Do you get to be a woman?
Mailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
If I didn't have to donate to her campaign, I was going to try to get one, but I don't want to, you know, if maybe I could get one for a dollar, I want to see what those are. And if they're made out of plastic, it's like, well, that's awesome. I doubt it. They're probably made out of some sort of cardstock, but yeah, it's. I found it strange that that the woman card was interpreted to be a credit card, and not a playing card, like, you know, from a poker deck, because obviously, it's not. That's a broken metaphor. Interesting. I don't know if that was deliberate. If there's a message they're sending, or if they're just that inept at interpreting metaphors. Most people are these days.
Do you know that a metaphor?
Don't put the cart before the shoe.
Do they know that a metaphor is not a delightful French treat? That's not what that is. It's absolutely not. It's not a metaphor.
And it's not what comes between 4 and 5.
Murder. 4.
Oh, man. It doesn't come after 4. Comes metaphor.
What?
Whoa.
Wait, well,
guys, I'm totally wasted, but I'll teach you some math and then I'll pass out.
New numbers.
I'm Randy, the intense math teacher.
Randy?
Where's get the out teacher's line? I'm gonna go kick it and hit on some boobs.
I like him. He's fun.
Hey, beauty's in the eye of the beer holder, bro.
Beer holder.
Rage.
Rage. You've got all of the lingo down.
Absolutely, it would mm-hmm. It'd be unwise not to have.
How do you do that? Do you go rage, Jace?
Yeah, constantly.
All the rage.
Yeah, I am all the rage.
Rage. How are your cats? I've been meaning to ask.
They're still cats. They haven't, you know. I would hope. I was hoping mm-hmm. that maybe these would be the first cats. I know that a cat never has, but uh-huh. cats to actually lick a cocoon around themselves and liquefy inside the cocoon and then turn into like a caterfly or a butter cat. Yeah, I like butter cat.
Yeah, I know. One of them sounds like majestic and light, and the other sounds very fat.
I guess I like caterfly better for the majestic one, where it's like a... Like a tiny little, like one of the cats that they're breeding in Japan. I guess the same way they make square watermelons, by putting them in little boxes as they grow.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
So they're making tiny little cats with anime faces, and then if those things had, like, dragon wings, and they just flew around and they sneezed fire.
Can we make, I think we can make it better, I do. Like, with this as an inspiration, I think we can get there.
Yeah. And they hacked up delicious eggs, but, you know, they looked pretty gross.
Oh, they
yeah, you know,
sound
we
gross.
Don't need chickens anymore. We have, what are these things called? What, do we have a name for these? The caterfly? Yeah. Caterfly, and then the butter cat.
The butter cat. See,
it seems like it would be obese, sure. I guess it would be a good source of blubber in lean times. Not as majestic an existence, really. It's just a subsistence animal, you know? It's nice to pet, very cuddly. You can, like a pillow. The thing can't even move because its legs are vestigial. They do not reach the ground. They are superfluous.
Superfluous.
Yeah, superfluous. Like all the way fluous, but not all the way to the ground.
No, you can't be, because then it doesn't function correctly.
No, then it does function correctly, and that's not what we want.
Oh, that's yeah. Not, well, we certainly we can't have that, yeah.
The butter cat does not function correctly. It just kind of sits there. Just, we're going to replace pigs with those.
Have you seen... Oh, my gosh. I saw another video of the mini pigs. I know we already talked about it, but,
did
man,
we?
They're called teacup pigs.
I don't
and
know
they're
if we
so
about this.
Little. We did, because we talked about making tiny sizzling bacon.
Oh, well, maybe we didn't go into depth, because I don't remember. Whatever. What do you want to add? We can just go over again. Maybe someone didn't hear that epibro.
Well, I love them. I think mini pigs are like literally popping up everywhere. And I'm like, they're so cute. It's just so hard. I want all the livestock. I literally want mini pigs, pygmy goats, small cows, tiny horse. And I keep telling myself, but I have a fenced in yard in town. Well,
you know what? You could trend the shit out of the internet by starting up the first like micro farm, but in the sense that everything is tiny.
Oh, it sounds like my dream.
Like baby corn and the little mini pigs and yeah, tiny everything. Tiny and stunted everything. Little bonsai trees all over the place.
Oh, someone help me make everything miniature. Okay, now we have a real, I think you're on to something.
A real purpose
here.
In life. You just pull your kids out of school, be like, all right, this is where you learn now. This is where your knowledge comes from, where you learn and grow and where life grows. This is the garden of knowledge.
Yeah. And they'll learn to think that they're so big and then they leave the compound. And they're like, why is everything so big? Are horses normally this size?
And then when your children, when they're going off on their whatever that thing is called where Amish people, rumshada. Rumshada, is that a drink? I think that's a drink.
That's definitely a drink.
Okay.
That's delicious.
Well, whatever the thing is when the Amish girls go off on their sabbatical to find out if they want to just blow a bunch of dudes forever or come back.
Oh my goodness. The Amish. Yeah, that show. That show's funny.
Anthony just puts his hand on each one's shoulder. And what were we talking about before? Just a moment ago.
We were talking about having a whole miniature farm. And when my kids leave, they think they're super big.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anthony or you, I guess, will put your hand on their shoulder and be like, "All right, now, I want you to know that the world is bigger than you thought, but that was because we wanted to teach you that you have to get big, son.
You have to get big. You have to get swole. Yeah.
Yeah. Get hella swole. Get mean.
Get
that money. Get them honeys, son.
Get them honeys. Mm-hmm.
Open up a beekeeping outfit, which is another way of like being a flasher and a beekeeper, I guess, at the same time. But not in that sense. Open up a beekeeping thing and just rap about getting that honey. We got that honey, yo.
Well, and now there are easier ways to get honey where you don't have to disturb the bees.
No, I don't know. Like, there's beekeepers. I've seen these things with the taps in them. I've seen beekeepers. They're not, like, too keen on that. They're not too thrilled about the taps, the bee taps.
It's $2.80.
Oh, thanks.
And then they already come with, like, hive structures in them, too, so the bees aren't even making hives, so there's not, like, a honeycomb.
Is that what it is with the tap on it? I like that they don't have to smoke out the bees. Like, the bees get to just be bees, and we don't have to mess with them.
Marijuana smoke, and then it'll just be a blast for everybody, you know? Because then you don't even have to, like, you don't have to avoid the smoke yourself. You just get blazed out there, get a bunch of bees just lit up. It's like, the bees are not going to do anything productive all day today. They're just going to chill out.
I know.
The bee equivalent to a cheeseburger
goes down.
Is.
God, eat some, cheeseburger.
Eat some Fritos, some little bee Fritos.
Bee Fritos.
They're gonna have some like little bee munchies.
Little bee munchies.
Yeah, these little bee munchies. These little bee munches. So I think that the old way, that's the thing is, how much do we want to automate and make super simple and sometimes you gotta get in there, you gotta go get that honey.
I got the honey. Now what?
I don't know. What do you do with this much honey?
I got all the honey. Where are the hoes?
I was led to believe there would be hoes.
I got the golden honey.
Yeah, I guess that's not how it works.
It isn't but now. Man, videos, they really make you feel like that's how it works.
Yeah, with their beekeeping outfits.
<They're> just...
those biatches.
Those biatches.
And their beehives. So I think there's a lot of stuff like that where we can make it super easy, but that's kind of like that's like doing to bees what we did to orcas. You know, that's bee world, yo. We don't want to start a bee world.
It's FC world. Nice.
It's not as awesome as it sounds. It sounds great, but so did Sea World. But you know where Sea World is? In the sea.
There's a whole world.
Under the sea, and sometimes over it too. Those motherfuckers, they jump out.
Those like, mofos.
It's too bad we can just jump. People can jump, but we don't ever get to jump out of the air. That's sad. I guess we get to jump into water.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't know if it's the same, though. Maybe it is. I mean, I guess in that regard, we can jump into the water and swim around, but like a manta ray just kind of jumps for a split second out, and then it's back in the water.
Yeah, they can't ever leave. So we're trapped in the air, and they're trapped in the sea. I feel so closed in.
Well, no, we're not trapped in the air. We can go down in the ocean. We got James Cameron down on the bottom there right now filming the Forquel to Avatar.
He's doing all the things, yeah.
Avatar 4, the deep blue sea.
Yeah, he's going to find Baby Beluga.
But you don't see, there's no James Cameron of the manta rays.
Or is there?
Maybe there is. Just up in the clouds getting serious. But I'm getting serious.
Cirrus.
Yes, he's taking those clouds seriously.
Cirrus. And taking those clouds cumulonimbus.
Yeah, he's working with Harriet Tubman on their Undercloud Railroad.
Oh, we're stringing it together.
Call back.
My head's bobbing like a cockatiel. Oh, I'm so excited.
Over the sea. Yeah, that's not fun. Much fun. Like, Over the Sea is not a fun song because it typically involves a large amount of fishing. Mm-hmm. So you just hear an island song from inside a can of crab meat.
Oh, speaking of fish, did I send you the picture of how smart it is when you go fishing? You take a little action figure and then you take whatever you catch, you have the action figure holding it, so it looks like your catch is way bigger.
That could be used for a lot of things, you know, if you think about it. Gentlemen, are you listening? Think about that. Yeah, you know, when you're taking your selfies for your date.
Your selfies, right, of your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what most people, yeah.
Of your face.
Oh, Jason, I think you just get smarter throughout the Sipcast.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yep.
That's why, what for, I smoke my drugs pipe.
I smoke my drugs pipe.
Facebook Messenger is creepy.
I don't have it, and I have never downloaded it.
It's so creepy. It's still... I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for keeping the scene alive, because I think it's weird. It doesn't have any Facebook branding on it. Why is it a lightning bolt inside of a little speech bubble?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. It has
Do you
no,
use Facebook Messenger?
I don't.
Oh, good.
I haven't downloaded it or used it myself because it was really weird the way they still force you to use it on the app. I just go.
Oh, I know. I go onto Safari. Exactly, the direct website. That's why I don't check messages. When people Facebook message me, I'm like, I gotta go and go directly into the internet. I don't have the convenience of my app. It takes longer. Ugh, so grueling.
Yeah, and I think that's this is another. I don't know, because I just wonder about why. Facebook is not branded it, because if they were to own it, it's kind of an anonymous use of technology in a way, because when it came out, it wasn't like Facebook Messenger, it was Facebook's Messenger. So it was like a weird little branding slant that wasn't, in a weird way, taking ownership. That possessive apostrophe was apocryphal. Ah!
So, I don't know what that means. Hold on. What?
Can I have one of those mushrooms?
Yeah, but you had to get me one, and I'll be done in a minute.
So I have to get you one?
Yeah, get me one, and then close the doors again. Sorry, it's my cheat day, and I told Roscoe that on my cheat day that he could have one of my gluten-free chocolate flax brownies, and they're so freaking delicious. And so he felt that it was very important that he had to interrupt to ask me that.
Well, it's good to hear from Roscoe.
It is. He's so cute. The other day. Okay. So this, I'm
Wait,
really
hold
funny.
Wait, the thing about the Facebook
Oh,
messenger.
Yeah. Sorry. Go on. Yeah, I did actually want to hear that. And sometimes I don't, but I do now.
Stick a gigantic log under the train of conversation and then derail it and then come back on with like a little push cart and be like, let's go this direction.
Okay, that's fair.
It's Facebook's messenger, and usually it's just messenger. Like, they don't even put their name on it if they have to. And you'd think, with their branding so simple, it would be a little Facebook F inside of a bubble. It would be, it's
right?
very simple, would
yeah.
be nice. Nice for the bubble they have, the speech bubble they have with Facebook.
Yeah,
on it. No,
be
it's
nice.
A lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. It's a lightning bolt, which means nothing, and... That
shady
software, that
I get
app
it.
Creeps me out. And so I don't use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy.
And people said they had so many problems with it, too. And then, did you see I tagged you on, like, an article or something the other day where it said, like, can you trust your, like, social media or something? And it showed someone putting tape on their camera, on their, like, their computer camera. And I was like, Jason's been doing that for years.
Yeah, and that's become pretty common practice now because more people are figuring out that it can't hoit. And unless you're allergic to the adhesive on the tape that you use, and you discover that upon attempting,
and then ouch.
Yeah, but and then you got problems with your fingers for a couple days, your fingertips. I would imagine it'd be a mild reaction, but you know.
Yeah, certainly mild.
It would be. I mean, it may not hurt, you know, in that sense, but it does register on the uncomfortable sensation scale. So it's at least uncomfortable, possibly painful.
Okay. So I'll go back to, I'll give you this a Roscoe story because it was pretty funny. Okay, so Renee and I, we work very hard. Our lifts are getting stronger at the gym, at CrossFit, J-Hawk CrossFit. Woohoo! Best CrossFit gym.
Do you even lift?
Do you even lift, bitch? Anyway, so there was a running wad where it was like, essentially it was 6 rounds. You had to run 400 meters and then
I feel like
do...
I can't just let running wad... run by without saying that just sounds insensitive or demeaning to somebody.
I hope it is. Anyway, so you have to run 400 meters and then you do like 26 kettlebell swings. And then you have to run another 400 meters and then do like 26 hand release push-ups, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to do that 6 times. Well, everyone else is way ahead of us and they're running. And each time Renee and I, we're obviously towards the back of the pack because we're older and, you know, we're working on, you know, we're getting strong, but we're not like runners.
Sure.
She has a giant backside, beautiful backside, and I am old and I don't like running and I'm short. It's not fun for either of us. So we're at the back and all these people keep coming in. Roscoe's standing at the door holding it for us each time we come back into the building to do our 26 reps after each run.
And holding it closed for everybody else?
Yeah, I wish he would. Well,
that'd be nice.
He holds it open.
Where's your loyalty, boy?
I know. After the second or third thing, we come in and he goes, Mom, a lot of people came in before you guys. I was like, yeah, Roscoe. He goes, why are you guys so slow? I was like, oh no, did this say it? But then I love his honesty because it is funny and he doesn't care if he hurts your feelings. And I kind of want him to stay that way.
From the mouth of babes, just push him down some stairs.
Is that bad? Like, there's a part of me that really like wants
so
to
you'll
still
sense his growth and perhaps his brain development and you'll just have a tiny Roscoe.
No, I want him to keep going, but I don't want to make him feel bad when he's super honest about stuff. Like, I want to cultivate that and just keep it going.
Well, then
because everyone seems to enjoy it.
Well, then you just have to be honest with him. Okay.
Here's what you're
going
to have.
That'll be $5,000.
Wow, your rates have really gone up.
I'll be like the window washer of expensive therapy. You know, the curbside windshield.
No, yeah. I don't want you to wash it. No, okay, you're washed. No.
I'm like forcing advice on him. Like that okay, my bill is $3,000.
No.
It's $3,000. So I'd like that now. I'd like that in cash. I don't accept checks.
I won't leave until I get it.
And then, yeah, you just, if someone just gives you a $3,000 bill, it's like, wow, how'd that happen?
Oh, it actually worked. I've been here a while.
I did want to say, is there such a thing as like a hanging wad or a squatting wad?
No? We do squat a lot in wads, yeah.
A squad? Well, that's not funny. That's one that's of those adorable things that when I put the words together, it gets less funny.
No, that's cute. I'm going to use that. I don't know how yet, but I am. I'm sorry. My husband sneezes, I believe, will be audible when you hear back my audio. I'm sorry. And a bunch of door closes because my kids keep coming in and out of there. It's like I put my office in the middle of the house.
What a bunch of dorks.
I know. I know. I expect them to stay out of this area within earshot. There's a hole outside. You can go to it.
Go outside and play with some chemicals, kids. Mommy's working.
Mommy is working. Go jump on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Without supervision.
Yeah, go call Uncle Jason, and then you hear me on the other line. Yeah. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
That's funny. Yeah, we should try one of these where we just call in, like one of my kids calls you from like another room while we're recording, and you have to answer their ludicrous questions.
What? Questions, oh my god! Rapper,
his
artist,
sneezes
ludicrous.
Are so, Anthony, I am recording!
Rude. Rude.
You are sneezing so loud! Oh, my goodness. It's easy. What?
You have sympathy for me? That's why I do it.
I don't. No.
We should need to mic it up, then. Just give him a sneeze mic.
I guess.
Give him a sneeze mic and a sneeze button. If we're going to hear it, we might as well hear it in vivid detail. So that would be awesome. Like, can we really just hook that up? Just give Anthony a lapel mic, and anytime he has, like, a sneeze, he just hits, a communicator, like Star Trek. And yeah. It's a sneeze button, and he sneezes into the podcast.
God, I know, and he can even do it from work. He's got he
We're
does
the Kleenex,
though.
The podcast. If anybody needs to sneeze, yeah. You just hit this button and live sneeze into our podcast. It's a new app I'm developing.
Oh, that's so good. If you just want to now you're in.
And there's also we have a different take on live streaming. If you can imagine. You'll have to come. Well, you'll download the app. Okay, I don't want to explain it.
Yeah, we don't want to give away too much. It's pretty new.
Yeah, it's pretty new and illegal. And just before they find out, just download the app.
Just put all the money in there for me. We'll split it up. Don't worry about it.
Coming in 2017, live sharding.
Ew.
You'll never guess what that is. It's not what you think.
Yeah,
it is.
No, it's exactly what you think.
It's exactly what you think.
All right, you ready to pinch this?
Oh, speaking of which, the shart is, actually, ironically, the failed attempt contractual.
Oh, yeah. You go to fart and it looks a doodle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of the involuntary and voluntary sphincters.
Yeah, I had the loose stool there. Yeah.
Not in unison. Not in concert.
Not at all.
No. Out of sync.
I mean, they make their own sound.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could, how I think throat singers can get two tones at once, like if you could do that. But
can you do that? No,
I can.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
Well, we're going to have to do that sometime.
I can, starring...
We'll start the next Sibcast with you doing that.
Starring Phoenix Williams. Phoenix Orlando Jones. 3, 2, 1.
Yes!